Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Since 1937, this program's purpose has been to send forth the light of the gospel. I trust the program will be a blessing, and you will enjoy this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
Earthly cares can never vex me, neither trials lay me low. For when Satan comes to tempt me, to the secret place I go, to the secret place I go. When my soul is faint and thirsty, neath the shadow of his wing, there is cool and pleasant shelter, and a fresh and crystal spring. And my Savior rests beside me, as we hold communion sweet. If I tried, I could not utter what he says when thus we meet. What he says when thus we meet. Would you like to know of the secret of the Lord? Go and hide beneath his shadow, this shall then be your reward. And whene'er you leave the silence of that happy meeting place, you must mind and bear the image of the Master in your face, of the Master in your face.
That's such a beautiful song by Damaris Carball, In the Presence of Jehovah. And this message that we've been sharing over the last 2 weeks talks about the valley of dry bones, and they only came alive when the breath of the Spirit of God came into them. And we need to have the blessed presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I'm so thankful for his convicting power. Thankful that he brings us to that place of repentance, so that we can deal with the guilt of sin. But I'm also thankful that through the power of the Holy Spirit, he can so live in our lives that we can be freed from the power of sin. I'm grateful for that today, and I just want to share that note with you and help you to know that there is more to the plan of salvation than just sins forgiven. And not to minimize that, but to say to you that there is so much more that God offers through His marvelous plan of salvation. Well, I hope you'll pray for me as we are in revival meetings this weekend at Eastview Church of the Nazarene in Bloomington, Indiana. And then we're going to take just a couple of days off, and then we will start up in February 2 to 5 at the Methodist Protestant Church in Monticello, Mississippi. And then we will be going to the M25 Conference for the Churches of the Nazarene in Kansas City, Missouri. That's February 10, 11, and 12. And then flying to Louisiana to Ebenezer Church of the Nazarene in Crowley, Louisiana on February the 16th through the 19th. So do cover your prayers as I'm involved in these revivals and conference. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your goodness in our lives. I pray that the message, as we conclude this sermon on God's wish list, that it would touch our hearts and that you would move us to that place of intimacy with you. That's what we desire and that's what we want, to know you in all of your fullness and all of your holiness. Thank you for our listening audience. For those who are sick and shut in, I pray that you would touch them. Be with them today, and may they sense your presence in a very real way. I ask all of this in the marvelous name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I want to share, in case there's somebody listening who hasn't heard us before, we're a faith-based, listener-supported program. And I'd also like to welcome the folks listening on WSAT in Salisbury, North Carolina. We've just started on that station. I hope the program will be a blessing to you as well. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. I'd appreciate it so much. As I noted a moment ago, we are now on WSAT in Salisbury, North Carolina. Dad was on the station many, many years ago after moving to Salisbury. And several years ago, it was decided that we would eliminate that station from our list of radio stations where we air the program. But Mr. Buddy Poole, the program manager and owner of the station, called me just a few weeks ago and asked if I would be interested in coming back on air on WSAT. They also have an FM band as well. And so we thought about that, and in that that was my hometown for so many years, and I still have family in the area, I thought it would be a good thing to reconnect with the radio station. And so now we're on WSAT on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. And I welcome those who listen to WSAT and the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. And I hope that we'll have some friends there who will help support the program so we can stay on the station. It's a test market station for us from January through June. So if you like the program, those of you who listen to us in Salisbury and the surrounding area, I hope you'll write us a letter and let us know. The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201.
there's a connection between spiritual life, as I alluded to earlier, and the Holy Spirit. One of the most dangerous things that anybody could ever do would be to disregard the voice of the Holy Spirit. To know that He is speaking and then just turn it off. That's a dangerous thing to do. Because, you see, we have been blessed with the three demonstrations of the grace of God. God has demonstrated Himself to us in so many ways. But you can sit here today and say, well, okay, but I don't really believe in a God. I just kind of believe that things happen. You can have that kind of a cavalier attitude toward God and not take Him very seriously because I can't see Him. So I don't know if I really believe in God. But then there are two revelations still remaining. There's Jesus. Well, Jesus was a good man. He came on the earth and He did some good things, but this Savior thing, I don't know if I can really buy into the idea that He can change my life, that I ought to invite Him into my life. So we just kind of play Him off. But yet there's another revelation of God, and that's the Holy Spirit. He's the one who works and speaks and talks and draws and convicts and convinces, challenges. But if you reject Him, there are no further revelations of God. So it's so important that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, that we respond to Him. God wished for Israel that they would live, that they would trust Him, have faith in Him, so that the seeming impossible could become a reality. And the only thing that could bring that to be would be for them to allow the Holy Spirit to come and breathe into them the kind of life that He desired for them. He's the agent of God. He's the agent of power. He's the agent of conviction. He's the agent of regeneration. He's the agent of the new birth. We cannot be just satisfied with the appearance of life. When you read the story, it says that the bones came together. They stood there, but there was no life, no breath in them. And you can come every Sunday, find your pew, and sit, and listen, and smile, and sing, and there be no life. The Spirit of God wants to breathe life and hope into all of us. Paul warned Timothy. He said, be careful, Timothy, about this form of godliness. Mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. God's wish, hope for Israel, was not just an outward appearance, but a force for righteousness. But lastly, God's wish for Israel was a prosperous future. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, verse 12 of chapter 37. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my Spirit in you. You will live and I will settle you in your own land. God loved Israel. Time and time again, He demonstrated His love for Israel. Even when they turned their backs on Him, when they rejected Him, when they were disobedient, He loved them. He wanted the very best for them. He wants the very best for us. And when we are really brought back from the dead and we live, When we listen to the Word of God and we allow the Spirit of God to do His work in us and change us and give us life and power and hope, then our future's good. There's an expectancy. We'll recognize that God has so much for us, so much yet to do, so much more yet to accomplish. Prayer will be the power that sustains us. Corporate worship will become a priority in all of our lives. Holiness of heart will be the pursuit of the true child of God. Contributing to the building of the kingdom will be a part of being His. Did God get what was on His wish list? He did. I will make them one nation in the land. They will no longer defile themselves with idols. They will follow my laws and be careful to abide by my decrees. They will live in the land that I gave my servant Jacob. I will make a covenant of peace with them. My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Then the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy when my sanctuary is among them forever. I've been associated with Flintwood Wesleyan Church for 14 years. God has blessed this congregation. There's no question about that. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better pastoral team in the city of Columbus than what we have here. I think I can speak for them as well as for me. Our wish list for you, what we hope for you and for our church during this Christmas season, if you're dead in trespasses and sin, come alive in Jesus this Christmas season. If you know Christ, determined to pursue a deeper walk with Him, He wants to take care of the guilt of sin, but let Him take care of the power of sin in your life as well. Accept His teaching. Accept the disciplines of the Word of God. If the Bible says do it, do it. If the Bible says don't do it, don't do it. Get involved. Don't just be a taker. Don't just be a taker. Get involved. Be a partaker of the works of ministry. One of my least favorite statistics around the church is that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Let's change that.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows fall? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant prayer is His eye is on.
And I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Well, I sing because I'm happy. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender voice I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose all my doubts and peace. Through the path He leadeth, His one step I see. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Well, I sing I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. For His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.
Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I hope you'll take a few moments to write us a letter and let us know that you listened to the program. And if you can, send a gift so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab. If you're looking for a church home, I know you would be welcome in any of the following churches. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel, Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association in eastern Kentucky. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs, Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, and Trinity Church in Salisbury. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, and Flintwood Wesleyan Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.